and strongest supporters of a Stop the War coalition right from the beginning. One of our strongest trade union backers, the General Secretary of MACFI, Paul Macney.
Are you listening, Tony Blair? The anti-war movement is still here. We are still here. We're not going away. We'll be back. And we're not impressed. If this is what victory tastes like, then you can keep it. Because it's not a victory for democracy, it's a victory for hypocrisy. We've had the hypocrisy of condemning Iraqis for showing prisoners' faces on TV, while the US is holding in cages about 7 so-called unlawful combatants in Guantanamo Bay in breach of 15 articles of the Geneva Conventions. We've had the hypocrisy of ignoring the resolutions on Palestine. We've had the hypocrisy of ignoring the occupation of Palestine. And Jack Straw, I think we now know who has the weapons of mass destruction. And Claire Short, you wrestled with your conscience for a while. Claire, you wrestled with your conscience for a while, and as usual, you won. Is there enough devastation yet, Claire, for your bleeding heart to reconstruct? And Gordon Brown, you've written a blank check for this war while your colleague Charles Clark has announced the tripling of university fees. If they can find the money for this slaughter, they can find the money for the universities and colleges in this country. And I salute, and you should all salute the school students who walked out to demonstrate against this election. And I tell you, they will use what they have learned in this anti-war movement in more fights if they start any more wars, but they will also use it in a massive movement to stop those top-up fees. I guess we all know what it's about now. You flatten the country, slaughter its people, because you're committed to rebuilding it. You parcel out the reconstruction contracts to your mates before you go in, and you allow the chaos of looting to make it worse. As Mark Steele said, it's a bit like an arsonist burning down the street and coming back the next day to say the good news is my brother-in-law can put it back up to you at a very reasonable price. And we may have seen some poor people looting, but the big looting, the looting of oil, has yet to begin. And I've a word from Madeleine Bunting, who writes in The Guardian. She said, "We've done marching, it makes no difference." Well, she's completely wrong. Every demonstration tells them that the world is watching. It makes them think twice before they bulldoze another village. And when the government of your own country is engaged in war crimes, civil disobedience becomes an obligation. This is an ignominious moment in British history. This was not a war to free Iraq. It was a war to tell the whole world that they should obey the USA and accept their dominance. The best way you can back our boys and back our girls is to bring the boys back home. So continue to organise, continue to demonstrate, continue to use the internet, email, mobile, to outwit the authorities. We can change things. A new generation of political activists has emerged. They want a fair, multicultural society with dignity for all. And we will continue to fight for a better world and to demand the end of the occupation of Iraq. Thank you for coming and thank you for staying.